Thank you, youth choir. That was tremendous tonight. Several mornings ago, I woke up. This is not something I had been contemplating, reading, thinking about. But as soon as the alarm went off, this thought came to me with such force, I wanted to share it with you tonight. And this isn't a sermon per se, but it still has a message. And I know since you're conditioned to my preaching, I got to beg your attentiveness at the very start, or it's going to be over with before you even know that we got going here. So I just really beg your attentiveness. Let me share you some scriptures before I give you my title of how this came together. I want you to notice this contrast and yet comparison at the bookends of Jesus' life. Look in Luke chapter 2, verse 7. And she brought forth her first... Let me start over. She brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. Notice, she wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger. Let's look on the other end of Jesus' life, Matthew 27, and Joseph. This is of Arimathea, not his Jesus' stepfather. And when Joseph had taken the body of Jesus, he wrapped it in clean linen cloth and laid it in his own new tomb, which he had hewn out in the rock, and he rolled a great stone to the door of the sepulcher and departed. Look at the both ends of his life. He was wrapped and he was laid. He was wrapped at his birth and laid in a manger. He was wrapped in grave clothes at his death and laid in a tomb. And the thought I want to share with you tonight is from the crib to the cross to the crown. He did make a journey from glory to the crib. We won't look at that tonight. That's not a part of the story so much of this season. But I want to begin from the crib to the cross. From the crib to the cross. Look at this. At the crib, he took his very first breath. At the cross, he took his last breath. At the crib, it was night, but it was turned to day with the glory of God. At the cross, it was day, noonday, but it was turned night with darkness across the land. At the crib, he was wrapped in swaddling clothes. At the cross, he was stripped of his garments before all. At the crib, they brought gifts to give him. At the cross, they took what little he had, his very garments, divided amongst themselves, and gambled over his tunic. At the crib, angels were called forth, and they came and announced his birth, and they sang. At the cross, angels, I'm sure, wanted to come, and though he could have called 10,000 angels, he refused to let them come. At the crib, people came and they wondered and they marveled. At the cross, they walked by, wagged their heads, and mocked and ridiculed him. At the crib, his mother held him close in her arms, full of life. At the cross, his mother could only watch, unable to wrap her arms around him. At the crib, the star, the sign of his birth, shone brightly. At the cross, our star, the sun, was darkened. At the crib, the glory of God shone. At the cross, God hid his face. At the crib, worshipers rejoiced with great joy. At the cross, family, friends, followers wept with great sorrow. At the crib, as I read, he was wrapped in swaddling clothes and laid in a manger. At the cross, he was wrapped in grave clothes and he was laid in a tomb. That was from the crib to the cross. But as much as we are celebrating his first coming, we are looking forward to his second coming. Can you say amen? So let's look at from the cross to the crown. At the cross, he finished the Last Supper with his very own. At his second coming, he'll begin the marriage supper with his very own. At the cross, he had been falsely judged. At his second coming, he will be the judge. At the cross, he opened not his mouth. At his second coming, he will come with a shout, with the voice of the archangel. At the cross, the unbelievers mocked him. At the second coming, the unbelievers will weep and wail because of him. At the cross, they made a crown of thorns, placed it upon his head. At his second coming, he comes with the crown, the diadem, the crown of the conqueror. At the cross, they gave him a reed as a mock scepter. At his second coming, he will rule with a rod of iron. At the cross, an inscription was hung above him that said, King of the Jews. At his second coming, on his robe will be written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. At the cross, he died in darkness. At his second coming, he comes with a brightness, lightning. At the cross, he hanged between heaven and earth. At his second coming, we will meet him in the air. At the cross, they reported, He said he was the king. At his second coming, every knee shall bow and every tongue confess, he is the king. At the cross, he saved. At his second coming, he judges. At the cross, he left those that he loved. At his second coming, he meets and is reunited with those that he loved. Praise the Lord. I want you to notice the sub theme through that whole thing is God's always coming to us. It's been that way since the garden. He came looking for sinful man. But even the nativity story, Jesus came from glory. The Holy Spirit came upon Mary. Amen. The glory of God came from heaven. The angels came from heaven. It all coming to us. But I think of those shepherds. He had come all the way from glory. The angels had come all the way from heaven. They announced his birth. Now it's the shepherd's time to make a decision. He's come this far. Will we come the remaining distance? And they did. They went and said, let's go see the Savior that is born to us. Amen. That's the message of Christmas. He's come. He's come from the crib to the cross. One day he's coming again to the crown. Amen. And at some point, every person makes a decision. Will they go? Will they come the remaining distance to the Lord? How many's glad he's come for our salvation? Amen. Praise the Lord. Help me real quick here. Key of G. Would you stand across the building? This is going to seem strange, but after I got done, I just can't get away from it. From the crib to the cross to the crown. Well, I heard an old story, how the Savior came from glory, how he gave his life on Calvary to save a wretch like me. I heard about his groaning, of his precious blood's atoning. Then I repented of my sins and won the victory. Oh, that's why he came. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. Well, he sought me and he bought me with his redeeming blood. Me ere I knew him, and all my love is to him. Well, he plunged me to victory beneath. Can we sing verse 1? This is the Christmas story. I heard an old story, how the Savior came from glory, from the crib to the cross. Oh, to save a wretch like me. I heard about Oh, it's groaning of this precious blood's atoning. Then I repented of my sin and won the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. Well, he sought me and he bought me with his redeeming love. The air I knew him, and all my love is to him. Well, he plunged me to victory beneath. Let's do that last verse. From the cross to the crown. Well, I heard about a mansion he has built for me in glory. And I heard about, oh, the streets of gold, oh, beyond the crystal sea. About the angels singing and the old redemption story in some sweet day. Hallelujah. How many remembers or believes the rest of the story? Hallelujah. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. Well, he sought me and he bought me with his redeeming blood. Oh, he loved the air that I knew here, and all my love is to him. Well, he plunged me, oh, to victory, oh, beneath the cleansing. Are you glad he saved you? Are you glad he came to save us? Let's praise him. That's the story of Christmas. Hallelujah. Lord, you came all the way from glory. You were born and gave your life, Lord, that we could have victory. Oh, praise the name of the Lord. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. No wonder they rejoice with exceeding great joy. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Can we have the house lights, please? Thank you. Praise God. Amen. God bless you for being here. I hope you have a very Merry Christmas, and I just want you to greet one another before we leave tonight. And just so good to see everyone that's come out. Amen. Greet one another. God bless you. May God go with you tonight.